Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and may I have your zip code, please?
33850.
Alrighty. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
And that person, last name, please.
Cheryl Sorensen.
And you did say that that zip code was 33580?
No, 33850.
I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
All right, give me 1 second while I locate an account associated with you, okay?
Okay.
And you said the first and last name is Cheryl Sorensen?
It's Cheryl with an S.
Yes.
And then Sorensen.
All right, and thank you for that. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with this account, please?
72 West Lane, Lake Alfred, 33850.
And thank you for that. Yes, ma'am, I do see that you had one of our meal planning apps. It was the Bite Hubs, and you had entered in a contest to be able to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. But I do see you've also called in, and you've completely had it canceled out of that program.
Correct. The first call was on February the 5th. I was given one of those C numbers and was told that I would have my money back in 3 to 5 days. Well, guess what? Didn't happen. So I called in 2 weeks, which I believe was on a Wednesday, and I talked to another girl, and she said, well, I apologize for the first rep, but I need to give you another C number. I said, really? So same scenario, 3 to 5 days for your refund. Guess what? Today is March the 2nd. It has been a flipping month. I still don't have my money. I want to know what the problem is, or I'm going to the police.
Okay, I do see the notations that were stated in the account that you called in, and you say you haven't received your refund, and she offered you a 50% discount, and she did say you declined the offer. That's the notation on it.
I declined what offer, honey?
A 50% refund on the charge that was billed to you.
No. Okay. You people are crooks. You have to advertise to get a free Dyson cleaner for somebody to buy your stupid meal plan, and it didn't take you 10 minutes to take my money, but now you only want to give me 50%? No, ma'am. It's not going to work. I will go to the police department. I will file fraud charges against your company and let them investigate you and see what you're doing to consumers.
Okay, ma'am.
You are a... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Ma'am, in the notations, maybe I don't know where your refund went, but there is a zero balance here for a refund. So I do see the notation where it was notated by another agent that she did offer you the refund and you had declined the 50% of the refund, but someone had to refund it for you because there's nothing in here for a refund now. Now, I don't know when they refunded.
Okay, now this is what you get to do, or you can put a manager or somebody that is probably going to continue to lie to me like y'all have. I want to know where that refund went. Like I said, it didn't take you 10 minutes to charge my card. It shouldn't take you that long to give it back. So I want to know where it went, what day it went to my account, to my card, or I will call you later with a police report. And I'll go to my credit union.
I do see where you actually called back in on the 15th of February.
And right, because that 3 to 5 day window left. And now it's 2 weeks later again. And you know what? I am fed up with this crap.
Okay,
I want my money.
Second, I will put you in contact with a supervisor.
That'll be a good idea.
Government agencies that investigate online fraud.
According to FBI, for information on the most common complaints and scams, see the annual reports of the Internet Crime Complaint Center, a partnership of the FBI and the National White Collar Crime Center.
National Crime Agency, cybercrime.
Alrighty, ma'am. I'm getting ready to transfer you to a manager, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can tell I'm not having a great day.